I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So how's it going out there? Remember, we've been told it's Black Friday. Spending makes up 70% of the economy, so it's almost our job to shop to help the 15 million people without jobs. Well, let's take a closer look at that thinking to start today and at where we are in the economy with Greg Ipp. He's U.S. Economy Editor for The Economist. He's in the studio with us. And Greg, this week you write, cheer up, the American economy will defy the pessimists. The consensus among economists being that we're just going to have moderate economic growth, just enough to create jobs for the growing population, not to change the unemployment rate. But you say America's economy is going to surprise the pessimists. Why?
I just think there's way too much gloom out there. I mean, the consensus is that we'll only grow around 2 to 2.5% next year, and there'll be no drop in the unemployment rate, which is stuck up there over 9%. And that would be unusually bad for an economy that has as much unused capacity as ours has. I think people are gloomy because they see all the headwinds to the economy, banks that don't want to lend, people that don't want to borrow. But you have to think about this as, like, headwinds are like you're riding a bicycle into a 20-mile-per-hour headwind. What happens when that wind drops to just 10 miles per hour? It suddenly gets easier to ride. And I think that's what's happening. Yes, banks have been hurt, but they're slowly getting back into the habit of lending. People are slowly getting back into the habit of borrowing. And we're going to be having a situation where people will save, but they don't have to save a lot more. So they can spend and save at the same time. I think we'll probably do at least 3% growth next year, and I expect the unemployment rate to come down.
Well, from your lips, as they say. But you also write that you're well aware this isn't your normal crisis. I mean, normally when there's a recession, for instance, as you say, governments just loosen up monetary policy, and that loosens up spending, and all's well. This is completely different. I mean, this was a Wall Street catastrophe. So you do acknowledge that this isn't your ordinary problem.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, think about it. Normally, after a recession, the Federal Reserve drops interest rates and everybody rushes out to borrow and spend. Well, there's two problems this time. The Fed has already got interest rates at the short end down to zero. Can't lower them any further. And because of the problems in the banking system, people aren't necessarily going to use those lower interest rates to borrow and spend. But remember, after a recession of the depth that we've just been through, you might have expected 6% growth by historical standards. So I'm definitely not expecting that, but neither should we expect to go nowhere. There will be a recovery. It just won't be one that's like blow the roof off.
Well, there's a couple kinds of debt reduction. And as you said, the Federal Reserve recently began this new $600 billion program, quantitative easing, you call it. You know, we make print money and buy back debt, these bonds and things, and help out there. And as you say, people are trying to lower their personal debt so that they can spend more. But the Federal Reserve has been highly criticized by leaders around the world and also conservatives here in the U.S. What's your thoughts on what the Federal Reserve is doing?
I think a lot of those criticisms are off base. Really, despite the rather exotic title of quantitative easing, it's really not that complicated. The Fed has already lowered the very short-term interest rates to zero. All they're trying to do now is lower longer-term interest rates, which affect things like treasury bonds and mortgages. And if it works, people will be a little bit more inclined to borrow. It'll help the stock market. Now, some of our foreign trading partners aren't happy because in the process, the dollar goes down, which hurts their ability to sell to us. But that's kind of an essential part of the process because for too long, America has been the consumer of last resort. And I think the conservatives in America think that this is a poor substitute for the structural reform that the economy needs. But I think that's off base as well. It's the Fed's job to do what it can to try and help the economy with the tools that it has. And this is one of the ways it can do that.
Well, back to the original topic here, shopping.
Sure.
And as you say, if they can reduce their debts, if households can reduce their debts, they can save more and spend more at the same time. How important really is spending? Because on the other hand, one of the problems with the American economy is that people were borrowing against their homes and spending, and it became a problem.
Well, they can't certainly spend to the extent that they were doing before the boom. For many years, Americans spent really rapidly, so rapidly that it outstripped their own income growth, and so they had to go deeper into debt. So I don't anticipate that happening again, not for many, many years. But if they have the income growth, they can use some of that additional income to save and pay down debt and some of it to spend. The number one thing that drives income growth is jobs. And the good news there is that starting a few months ago, we started to see job growth pick up. Just this week, we learned that the number of people filing their first claim for unemployment insurance benefits went down rather sharply. So it looks like job growth is going to stay pretty good for the next few months at least. So I think that's a very positive sign for the economy.
And we know that incomes did go up modestly in October as well. So a little uptick there, and spending went up with it. That's Greg Ipp, U.S. economics editor for The Economist magazine, a wild-eyed optimist in the field of economists. We'll link you to his article. Cheer up, the American economy will defy the pessimists, at our website, hereandnow.org. His new book is The Little Book of Economics, and it is little and easy to read, How the Economy Works in the Real World. Greg, we hope that you're right, that the economy is going to grow faster than most economists think. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.